Iguana.
It's the end of the night. It's been the launch party at Vivo Barefoot, the launching of their campaign to raise a lot of money so that they can, I think, from the hints I've been getting, take over the world. Now, if you Google Vivo Barefoot, there's one name that keeps cropping up, and it's the only reason why I recognised you in the room tonight, Lee Saxby. Oh. This is your chance to have an interview.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So, it's fascinating because a lot of the research that I was doing as to why I felt the way I did when I was wearing these shoes is kind of explained in a lot of the training you do. Can you give me a brief outline of your expertise?
I think so. Yeah, so I've been sort of dabbling in barefoot training, if there is such a thing, since the year 2000, my first trip to Kenya. I was out there for the millennium in 2000, and what I saw on a journey from Nairobi to the place I was working was just hundreds of kids running barefoot to school, and lo and behold, they all had the same technique. You know, if you're on a bus in England looking at kids running, you'll see like probably 20 variations on a theme. But these kids, I mean, they were different sizes and different anatomical shapes, but their running technique was identical. And I just had this like a, you know, this eureka moment, like an epiphany that, oh, maybe there is like a species specific human way to run. And so that was the beginning of my journey in 2000. And I did various courses with different people to understand the mechanics of this. And yeah, and then I came across Chris McDougall before the book Born to Run was actually published, and I helped him with a running injury, and Chris introduced me to the brand Vivo Barefoot, and here I am tonight. Yeah,
I've actually read Born to Run because as I was asking online, you know, various people, do you understand anything about this barefoot running, because it kind of makes sense to me, but I want to know more. And everybody kept saying, you must read this book. And I'd actually started running naturally the right way after, it seems, walking barefoot for a while. My body must have adjusted over the 2 or 3 years whilst I had the shoes, so that when it came to running, it just felt the right thing to do. Obviously, I'm not going to run in front of you now because you'll go, well, so actually,
prove it.
but there was no jolting or juddering. In fact, I was given a pair of let's just say other brand shoes by someone who said, oh, you really need to be running in these because of the cushioning and because of the arch support. And for me, formerly into engineering, surely if you support an arch, it just collapses. I took them on holiday with me, and very quickly I noticed my hip was giving me trouble, my knee was giving me trouble,
and
I left them in Spain.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'd rather run in my flip-flops. And I did wonders. They were actually Vivo Barefoot sandals.
So they're not flip-flops, no. Right now. But what you're describing there is just the classic signs of overstriding. So the biggest problem with a sort of shoe that deprives your sensory system of the adequate feedback is that you overstride. So your foot sticks out too far forward. You land on your heel, normally. And then your knee and your hip has to try and decelerate that, you know. And yeah, so the biggest problem in runners and walkers is overstriding, and when you're barefoot, because it hurts when you overstride, you tend not to do it.
Yeah, the hurt thing was evident, but also I felt that if you're putting your heel down, you're braking, and surely the whole point is to move forward.
Yeah Well, the problem is that, so walking is different to running. Like walking is a pendulum gait, and it's very efficient because you get this exchange of potential and kinetic energy, right? So you just tick-tock, tick-tock. Mm. But as soon as you start to run, it's a spring. And the beauty of it, well, the problem with the spring is it has a higher metabolic cost, but the beauty of being a spring is you're less likely to get injured. So what you see all these horrible joggers everywhere is it's like a hybrid cross between a walk and a run. It's not really running, it's more like a fast walk, like race walking, you see? Yeah, long strides on the heel.
Yeah.
And just the physics of that is it's just bad for the body, basically.
So, a few people have said to me, because I ran 200 days having never ran before, in barefoots, every day, without incident, apart from slipping on some wet leaves on day 197. And I wanted to do 200. I actually wanted to do 100, and then I just couldn't be bothered to stop. And I went to my doctor, who I knew because I'd seen him on Strava, was a marathon runner. And I said, oh, I've damaged myself. He said, what happened? He says, I slipped on some wet leaves. He says, oh, well, let me have a look. And he said, actually, it's external, it's not internal. Strap it up, you can go out still today. And I didn't miss a day. But
well, well
I did rest after 200 days, and now I'm going for 365. What tips would you give me as someone who wants to get through the year without any injury? Because you hear runners always having injuries.
Yeah.
Am I protecting myself by running the way that I'm trying to run?
I mean, I haven't seen you run, but if you have...
Hang on, hold the microphone. Hold the microphone there.
We'll okay. Touch, yeah, oh, yeah, sorry.
Just the sides there. Okay. This is not going to be a good example because I'm in a poke.
Okay. You can't see this, but it's going
to
be good.
You can.
You have to imagine. Yeah, exactly. So. Interesting technique. Actually, not bad. I have to say. Yeah. If that's that's self-coached, yeah.
Yep.
Very good.
Actually, I did watch a couple of your videos.
Ah, well, obviously they're very powerful coaching, tools there, but no, very good. Yeah. So, but the problem is...
I don't know what I'm doing because I can't see myself.
Yeah, I know, but... okay, so biomechanically, that is what you would classify as a barefoot or natural running technique. But that doesn't make you bulletproof, right? If you overtrain, you know, do too much...
Don't rest.
I mean, there's other variables there. It's not all just biomechanics, right? So it's...
See you, mate.
And you... Cheers, mate. Good evening. So the problem is it's not just biomechanical. It's also, it's also this what I call a bioenergetical problem, right? You know, if you don't recover, you're going to get injured. Yeah. Even if you've got the best technique in the world, you know, you need the right food, you need the right sleep, you should breathe properly. These are all other factors, right? But if you run like that and you're sleeping well and you're well nourished, yeah, you should be fine.
Well, if I wanted to top up my knowledge, where can I go online?
BornToRun.com.
That's yours?
Yeah.
You got that before the book came out?
No.
He was slow on the internet.
No. Anyway, that's a long story. I ended up with it by default anyway. So.
Oh, fantastic. BornToRun.com. Oh, because I went to a Lee Saxby URL, I think.
I think that's there as well.
Yeah.
But BornToRun.com.
Fantastic. I will check it out, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Cheers.